And I want you to feel that true confidence. I want you to get to the root of the why when it comes to sales psychology and why your elements are converting. I'm Natasha Zorick, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Essentially, I'm here to raise the standard. I want you to look at sales and the approach to it in a completely different light. And I want you to feel that true confidence. I want you to get to the root of the why when it comes to sales psychology and why your elements are converting. So let's get into it. I'm going to be defining my top icks, which might ruffle some feathers, which might be a little spicy, but that's what we want, right? And then I'm going to counter it with top solutions so you can walk away and feel like, okay, now I know what not to do. And now I know what to do. So ick number one, this is a hill I will die on because of my first business. Because I ran a digital marketing and design business. I know the strategy, the psychology in design. I even took a whole program in the University of Ottawa on color psychology and how they leverage it in marketing and how it is so, 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 so important in your brand identity and the impact and the feeling that you have, which is all rooted in psych. So it's when these quote unquote sales coaches have terrible design, no identity. It's the typical, they use Instagram even to make their grid posts. They have continual notes screenshots and it's lazy in my opinion. But more importantly, this is the biggest ick here underlying the whole terrible design is when they say aesthetics don't matter. Take the messy action, just like put it out there. Even if it's really ugly, it doesn't matter. It does. It really does. And to me, that shows like that is one of my biggest turnoffs and I will never invest in someone that does that because it shows me like truthfully and respectfully put, they don't understand marketing in a lot of ways. They're just coaching. They just learn elements in the coaching space. It really irks me because when you understand psychology, it literally is a part of the marketing world. It is a part of sales. Design is quote unquote as important as your sales process. It's as important as your DM conversations. It's as important as your sales process, your copy. It all is interconnected. It all matters. Can you be successful with a really janky brand or with a brand that isn't well thought out and that is way more messy? Yes, you can become a multimillionaire. And that's what I want to also preface. Like, you absolutely can be successful with terrible design, but I promise you, you will be 10 times more successful, way quicker, faster, better in so many avenues. You'll be memorable. You'll cut the noise. And you want to know what? You are going to attract industry leaders. That I promise you. The quality in women you will call in will be so much better. You are going to attract people that mutually understand, truly understand marketing and psychology, design, aesthetics, brand identity, logo, font, colors. It is all marketing. So when they say it doesn't matter in marketing and sales, they don't understand the root of it. They don't understand true psychology and marketing. It all goes together, like I said. So that is a big ick for me because it's like once you know, you know. And it's not that I'm trying to shit on people or shit on the industry. It's just an honest opinion and an informed opinion on that, honestly, bad advice. There's a lot of great advice and then there's a lot of bad advice. And that's the byproduct of this unregulated space. So pay attention to that. And it is why I attract a lot of designers, creative service pros, SEO, copywriters. I attract a lot of lawyers. It's because I was a service pro girly and I'm a mentor girly. So I understand the duality of both worlds and what it takes to scale sustainably in both and be wildly successful in both. And because I have the design, right? The understanding of the aesthetics with the strategy down to the copy, down to the design, even if we're going to hit home to a sales psychology tactic. Intention versus attention. That is a design element used to use sales psychology. But a lot of people don't mentor on that. It is so important to have that. It will make your content digestible. You will stop the scroll. It will make you memorable. That is what we want in such a busy, busy space, correct? So there's just so much importance on having, yes, a good brand identity, but that is my number one ick. Really, really, it comes from my designing business and it's really carried well into my mentorship business and a huge, huge value and pillar within my education when I speak to marketing and sales, because it is just as, again, I'm being repetitive, but it's just as important as any copy, sales strategy, sales page, Instagram technique that you're going to do, okay? Number two, scripts. Big ick. It is just not the wave. It was the wave. It's just not the wave anymore. We know when you are hitting us with a script and it doesn't land. If we can sniff out that lead generation, if we can sniff out that fake, just it's just not authentic. It's not organic, the conversation. We either block or we ignore you. It's just not the vibe. And this is from working with so many students at this point, especially recently. The collective agrees it is not the vibe, but a lot of people still hit home to that and give scripts and sell scripts. And yes, templates, I love templates. And you can have scripts in some way, but to give someone and chain them to this one way, one size fits all approach, you are robbing them of their unique brilliance for true communication skills to be able to adapt and flip the script and really be able to have that entrepreneurial IQ. You're robbing them of having thoughtful connections, and it's killing conversions because you're selling to the masses in one way. Number three, okay, have you ever had someone follow you and then they send you the hard eye emoji and they reply to your story and then they go, how's business going? And then they say, oh, that's amazing. What are you working on? Oh, that's so cool. What are your top three goals? Girl, if I got time, I will play that little cold pitch strategy because I find it so funny. Hey, okay, awesome. Do you want to come to my free masterclass or do you want to join my Facebook mastermind? Blah, blah, blah. No, I do not. Okay, Diane, I do not want to join your free masterclass. Power to you. I understand you're going through blindly through your script, but it's just not the vibe. So those fake compliments, the hard eyes, or the comments of love this, so inspiring. It's like, what was inspiring about my post? Because I need more. That is the thing. That is a big, big, big ick is people want more. They want true, honest connection, integrity. They don't just want to have their Instagram handle in your lead generation template, okay? They actually want to feel like you give a shit about them because you would want that, no? So they want to be paid the same respect that you would want to be paid. Number four is no true communication skills are really built. Like I've been saying, reading the room, adapting, shifting, analyzing, people are completely putting themselves in this fast lane of follow the script, go through the script, but they're not paying attention to what the person is saying. And then you're actually doing something which is a huge faux pas, a big no-no in sales psychology. You are assuming the buyer's reality, their income, what their needs, their desires, their problems. You're just assuming. Because you're going through the motions and you're not actively listening to what they need, which is the potential for an amazing downsell, which is a potential for an incredible upsell, which is going to create an expressive buyer within your audience, which is going to now create client retention and create a ripple effect of positive rapport and reputation. And what it's also doing when you assume and you do not adapt and read the room is you are creating more liability in your business. What do I mean by that? People are going to come in and they're going to say, this is not what I wanted. Now, let me ask you, have you ever invested in someone and then you were just incredibly disappointed because what they said was not what you got? The moment you paid them, it's the moment things changed. And you got in there and you said, well, you were like really talking a big game, going through the flow, hyping me up, buttering me up, making me feel good. Even on your stories, I was buying into it. And now that I've bought into it, this is not what I wanted to buy into. You know what I'm saying? So you are creating a poor customer experience. You are creating a lack of results. You are creating a very poor reputation because you're not listening. You're assuming and you're just getting people in the room when they don't need to be in that room. So it creates this lack of trust. It plays into the narrative of I've been burned by a coach or I've been burned by a service pro. So if we take a little bit extra, you know, a little bit more time to learn true communication skills, understand who our audience is, talk and love on our people they want to be talked to, you are going to increase your reputation. You are going to increase the client experience. You are going to now slowly build up an audience filled with expressive buyers, which is the buyer you want. Number five is, I've been saying this throughout all of kind of all the points here, but to bring it together is it is this big ick that one size fits all is the way to go with sales. You learn this one sales strategy, this one method to sell, to talk to people, take them through this flow on a sales process. And that's kind of it. That's the end all be all. You see people as numbers. You don't see them as people. And what you're doing again is because buyers are smart. The way you buy is not the way your neighbor buys, is not the way your dream client is going to buy. It all changes. So you cannot speak to the masses and have this robotic one size fits all approach. It is not modern. People will sniff that out and you will get ghosted. You will get blocked or you will get a no. And then, you know, it just, again, I'm going to bring it back to rapport and reputation. That is incredibly important, especially right now when people are tired, worn out, burned, all this thing with the space. You really want to be showing up and show out in a really good way. Sales psychology allows you to make your people feel really, really good. You boost the dopamine. That is a sure way to build an incredible community, right? So now that I've gone over some of the icks, if you do or you've done any of those icks, that's okay. It's okay. Because, you know, just because you've done it, just because you're doing it doesn't mean you don't have to keep doing it. You can learn and grow. That is entirely, entirely okay. And it doesn't mean you're a bad salesperson. It doesn't mean X, Y, and Z, but it's just bringing awareness to how things can be, you know, optimized, refined, and you can shift and adapt with where the industry is going and how people want to be sold to, right? So now we're going to go into the five solutions I have for you. Solution number one, hire the damn designer. Even if it's a mini little refresh and you're, say, a little bit newer or you don't have your full identity threshed out, don't go invest $10,000 on a big rebrand. Just get the basics at least. Just get a logo, get type fonts, you know, a color palette so you can just start to consistently put that in Canva and you can adapt. You know, maybe you get a one pager on a site. Who knows? But hire the damn designer, okay? It is incredibly, incredibly important to do that. And I always say designers are my soulmates. I even have some designers right now in my sales expert mini mind. I have designers in my no figures to six figures. And I have some designers in my six figures to seven figures mastermind. I love them. And here's what I'm going to say. Designers who do focus on psychology more often than not actually understand sales psychology far more than the sales coach you hired. That's a little mic drop moment. That's a little hard truth. And if you're a designer listening to this, I'm sending you all the love. I see you. I respect you. I adore you. I love you, girlfriend, because I know you get it. And it's because they take the time to understand psychology and it's so not in that like icky coach bro marketing vibe. They actually hate that stuff. And that's why a lot of service pros will stiff arm and have a very tough relationship or trust factor when it comes to coaches because they've been there, done that, they've been burned and they're like, oh, I can't, like, I'm not in that space, so I don't resonate with that space. So that was a little tangent, but hire the designer, start small, just start to care about the legacy you want to build and it will evolve. You're going to rebrand down the line, but at least you're showing up right now in a really nice professional way and you are not going through and completely robbing yourself of the true psychology, true marketing with, you know, the aesthetics. And I want to say too, I am such a firm believer in the messy, the inspired, do it when you're scared, do it when you're not fully threshed out type of action. But there's a difference between doing it scared and messy and then doing it really sloppy and just doing like what a coach says or doing it like because that's the industry norm, right? You want to find the duality between the two. Have some templates made up by a designer, get some custom elements. Maybe you have, again, you just get a color palette and some fonts that you know you can consistently use. It can be as simple as that. It really can. Solution number two is learn how to speak to consumers, all the different buyers. Okay, there's typically four buyer types, but what you'll see online is they'll just talk to the four buyer types and that's kind of where the conversation ends. But when I think of buyer psychology and I see people talking on the four buyer types and then that's kind of as deep as they can go, I think of the iceberg, like a model. It's the tip of the iceberg. And then under it, there's so much method. There's so much strategy. There's so much psychology and depth to each buyer. But people don't unpack it because they don't actually dive into true sales and learn that. And the people and the communication skills, they don't learn the people skills. They don't learn how to adapt and go with each buyer, how to have the right energy, the right call to action in multiple different scenarios, right? They don't know how to do it on their stories and then how to shift into the DM conversation, then shift it into emails and shift it onto sales page. It's so important. So you don't have to be chained to that robotic script. You want to actually break beyond that. And this is where true, all of this whole tangent, this is where true confidence is built and sales is confidence. Sales is energy. Because why? Because you get to the root of why it's actually working. Why the conversion? Why does the person feel so good? You know. Just instead of it working, you say, well, I can't really pinpoint where the conversion worked. Sales psychology allows you to do that. Buyer psychology gives you the confidence to understand the root of it. And that is the importance in everything you do, the awareness of the root, the awareness of the why. So then you want to know what you become? A sales expert, which is pretty hard to find nowadays, right? So number three now, stop using these, like I said in number three earlier, but these fake connection pieces, these fake prompts, right? This form of converting, it's tacky, it's dated. Instead, here's your solution. Instead of sending people hard eyes or leading into that robotic pitch, or, you know, they're just a lead and you're just trying to fake butter them up with that comment, "You're so pretty, girl." No, like, cut the fluff. Cut the fluff. I'm coming for your neck in these. I'm really just hitting home. Usually I'm a little bit more polished, if you want to say, or a little bit more filtered. No. Sales, I'm very passionate about. Sales, I am going to die on these hills. I'm going to speak on my icks. So anyways, little tangent there again. Me, I'm going to go on a million tangents on these podcast episodes. But number three, and the solution for you, is create front-face marketing that actually drives leads into your sexy systems. Your sustainable systems that do the converting and nurturing for you. And hey, actually try your best to maybe have a normal, genuine conversation from time to time. Okay? They are people after all. And so when you put the main workload and the main nurturing on your systems, on your funnels, on your emails, and your cross-brand awareness, on your podcast, you have all of this incredible front-face marketing that allows them to do that. So when you can show up, if they do actually still have a question, because now they're not asking a million questions and trying to feel the connection when you have to be present, when you have to actually talk to them, your systems and sustainable business is doing that, and your back-end marketing is doing that. So when you go have a conversation, one, the quantity of it is going to be reduced because they feel already way connected. They're probably not going to reach out. They're just going to purchase via the funnel or something, or through other elements within your marketing. And then again, the questions are going to be far less because you've tackled them in strategic ways. So that is a good way to infuse a sales psychology. That is a solution to those dated lead generation type of vibes. You know, that's a big solution for you, is really start to build that sustainability. And then, you know what, inherently through that, you start creating on your own digital space, not your rented. I always talk about this, how I got disabled not once, but twice on Instagram. It's very scary. It's very scary. So you don't really have a business. You're just renting a space right now. You want to have owned. So when you use a front-face marketing and back-end marketing to really drive sales, to really allow that to be a nurture sequence, a thoughtful one, an intentional one rooted in psychology, again, you are going to decrease those icky needs to cold pitch, those decrease like fake connections. You're actually going to get sales behind the scenes. You're going to get people falling in love with you, whether you're present or not, because it's already on autopilot. And then the questions in the DMs and the objections are going to be far reduced because you're handling that, right, in a system. So important. Number four for a solution. You're so tunnel vision on the numbers game, right? Getting that sale. And it's a part of the no true communication skills are built up, learned, right? Reading the room, adapting, shifting, analyzing, that point that I said is one of my icks. So it's the tunnel vision that is the byproduct of that. And what is happening, like I've been saying, is you are entirely robbing yourself of a potential network connection, an easy conversion, and good rapport. Instead, here's the solution. Learn how to dance through a sales conversation. Make it impactful. Make the person feel so seen and loved on and heard, and you'll cut the price shopping phase. You will cut the price shopping phase. They're probably looking around. Maybe they're between you and two others or four others or one other. You will cut the price shopping phase because guess what? You boosted dopamine. You stood out. You actually listened. You didn't assume because you were impactful. And how incredible is that, right? To be able to cut the price shopping phase, to actually make your people, your audience, the people you're going to be working with, feel really good at the top of the organic funnel when you are talking to them in a sales conversation. That is going to build good influence. That is going to build good rapport in this space and a good reputation. And that's the solution to number four, you know, one of my big icks there. Number five, you can speak to the masses, but make it appear as though you're speaking to one. This is what I mean when sales is a true art form. It's a dance. It's a skill set. There are so many people that will talk about buyer psychology now, but there's so many more tactics beyond just the four buyer types that everyone loves to dive into. There are advanced ways to structure your messaging, your marketing, and thoughtful conversations and pitches so that it speaks right to the person and the people. This is what I mean again when I say sales is like a dance, a true art form. I know I've said that, but I'm going to say it again. And it's incredibly, incredibly important to tap into that because you don't want people to feel like they're just being sent one message. You know what it kind of reminds me of, which is ick. I don't use Snapchat anymore. I just want to preface that. But before, when we would use Snapchat, if someone sent you a Snapchat, but then you go and look and they also put it on their story, it gives the same vibes. And I remember, especially if it was like a guy or like a friend that you know, but is like not really your friend in that many ways. Maybe it's just like an acquaintance, a classmate. And you're kind of scratching your head like, why did you do that? Like, you sent it to me, but you also put it on your story. I don't know if you felt that as well. Maybe that's going to land for some, maybe not all. But sometimes I found that really weird. And I have to be honest, when people do this and they just like speak to the masses and I know they're going through a script or something, it's giving the same vibes. Like, it's like that ick feeling like, girl, what is you doing? But I understand. It's just what it's, you know, what is taught. It has worked. It's gotten people to multi-millions. I understand. It's just not really working anymore. Again, people are smart. So there are my five icks. There are my five solutions. And I think it's incredibly important to start shifting into more of the modern selling. I hope this breakdown helped. I hope if maybe I called you out, a little tough love, that you start to really have that self-awareness and that shift and that you see the importance of starting to really tap into true sales skills, because that is what is going to hold your communication, your rapport, and your influence and your revenue and success. Because it doesn't matter what niche you're in, you are a salesperson. You are selling to human beings. So why not master selling to human beings? To me, it's a no-brainer. But understanding true psychology with the twist, right? With the twist of the people first approach. So I hope you enjoyed today. I do have another episode for the sales series coming out. So I will see you in that episode.
Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorick, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorick.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorick. See you soon.